Hello, everybody. I am Miguel Gonzalez, and this is Truth to Live By, the radio and television broadcast ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries. Once again, thank you very much for joining us for the next 30 minutes. We trust that the Lord has been using this program and these series of messages to minister to you and to help you understand what the Bible has to say about the future. Before we continue on, let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word, for the Holy Spirit who allows us and helps us understand your word, and for the fact that we can apply and incorporate your word into our lives so that we may be conformed more and more into the image of Christ. May you use what you have to say today to help us grow spiritually and become discerning about the things pertaining the future of mankind. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you once again for joining us. Again, we are looking at a series in Bible prophecy entitled The Bible and Tomorrow's Headlines. We have already looked at a number of different topics, such as the rapture and signs of the times and key figures in the tribulation period. 2 weeks ago, we started this particular series of messages within series entitled Bible Prophecy in the Future of the United States. We had already determined that there were only four options for which this available to this country in relation to why it is that we don't seem to play a significant role in future events, particularly during the tribulation period. We were already in option number four, and we had pretty much discerned that the reason why this country will not play a significant role in the end times is because this country will have collapsed, will have been brought to her knees as a result of the rapture. We already determined from a series of studies that we had explored that this country, in spite of our spiritual and moral decay and decline, we are still the most Christian nation in the world, one of the most conservative nations in the world, and that we made a comparative study of how many people this country would lose in relation to how many people other nations, and we actually looked at entire continents, would lose. We were able to determine that if the rapture were to occur right now, if you take all of the people that would be raptured out of Africa, Latin America, Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, about the same amount or slightly higher, but about the same amount of people would be raptured out of those five continents as Americans would be raptured out of this country all by itself. So we were able to determine that no other part of the world would experience the impact the rapture would bring upon this country like this country is going to experience. In fact, we determined that this country will experience something it has never experienced in the past, and it will be devastating to the United States because this country will lose, and we used a conservative number based on that study. We said that this country would lose about 20% or a fifth of its productive adult population. It would lose the cream of the crop, period. And so now we looked at the U.S., we compared the U.S. to the rest of the world, and now as a third point in the rapture factor, we want to look at the effects that will have on our country. Of course, we said a fifth of the population will suddenly disappear, and the ripple effects will impact and touch every area of our society negatively. Let me quote to you a statement that Charles Dyer made in a book he wrote concerning biblical prophecy. And let me say this, he uses a far more conservative number than we used in relation to how many people would be raptured if the rapture were to occur. The study we looked at said that about 65 million Americans claim to have a personal relationship to Christ. We didn't want to use the 65 million because we know that some people will say to be in a personal relationship. So we used a far more conservative number, and we went with 50 million. In his book that he wrote, Charles Dyer uses even a far more conservative number than that. He uses 28 million Americans being raptured if the rapture were to occur. And he makes this statement: today, as many as half of all Americans claim to be born again or believers in Jesus Christ. If only one-fifth of that number have genuinely made a personal commitment to Christ, then over 28 million, a far more conservative number, over 28 million Americans would suddenly disappear when God removes his church from the earth. Can you imagine, he says, the effects on our country if over 28 million people, people in industry, government, the military, business, agriculture, education, medicine, and communications disappear? That is approximately, and he's using 28 million, that is approximately double the entire population of New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston all rolled together. He says the economic fluctuations of the 80s and even the Great Depression will pale in comparison to the political and economic collapse that will occur when our society suddenly loses individuals who were its salt and light. America could not support any army in the Middle East because the military would be needed at home to control the chaos. The truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, is the rapture will be, listen to me, the rapture will be the end of the United States as we know it. After the rapture occurs, after this country loses, and I continue to use the 50 million, give or take, if this country loses 20% of its most productive population from every industry that there is in this country, this country will be left in shambles, and those left behind will be left to pick up the pieces. And we know from Scripture, precisely because it's silent about the future of the United States, we know that those left behind will not have successfully picked up the pieces to the point where this country will have recovered from the collapse caused by the rapture event. We know for a fact, we know because this country is not mentioned in future prophecy, we know that this country will become a second-rate nation and that it will play no significant role in the last days as Scripture seems to clearly indicate, because of the fact that it simply does not mention us. Well, I believe that option number 4, which is the option we have been looking at, is the only plausible option. It best fits the prophetic scripture, and it best answers the questions that are raised as to why this country is not mentioned. The rapture of the church will cause approximately 20%, a fifth of this country's population, to suddenly vanish, leaving behind a collapsed nation who will not be able to successfully recover and will now be regarded as a second-rate nation who will play no significant role in the end times. Now, the question that begs to be asked is this: if this country collapses and it becomes a second-rate nation and it plays no significant role in the end times, what will be of America? What will America be doing in the end times? What role will it play? Who will it align itself with in order to survive as the end times begin to unfold and the most catastrophic and devastating events in human history start to unfold? Well, we love this country. This is our nation. We hate to think that this nation will one day collapse and be no more, at least not the nation that we have grown to love and lived in. The question that then begs to be asked is, what will the United States look like post-rapture? Now, many respected prophecy scholars agree that the only thing the U.S. can do is to allow herself to be absorbed into the empire led by the Antichrist. Yes, folks, it is true. It is true that the United States will one day be part of the end-time alliance of Western nations who is ruled by Antichrist. The most Christian nation in the world, the most powerful, the wealthiest nation in the world, a nation founded on the biblical principles of Scripture, a nation who has regarded its belief and has lived out their belief in the living God of the universe, will one day be forced, in essence, by default, to find itself in allegiance as a subordinate nation in the revived Roman Empire led by the Antichrist himself. What an irony. It is true. What you ask leads us to that conclusion? Well, let's look at a few points that will help us determine what it is this country would look like and what it is this country will do post-rapture. I mean, I suppose there's people out there saying it's bad enough you're saying this country is going to collapse, and it's bad enough you're saying this country is going to be a second-rate nation, and it's going to be a subordinate nation, and it's going to play no significant role, and that this country is going to be absolutely devastated because of the rapture. But now you're even going as far as to say that this country will align itself with the Antichrist and be part of that confederation of nations? Yes. And there are several reasons why we can reach this conclusion. First of all, think of America's roots. For those of you who never enjoyed studying American history or never paid attention in class when you're in American history, let me give you a very short, precise lesson tonight. This country, the United States of America, began as a European colony. When this nation collapses, it only makes sense that the people living in this nation will seek to return to its roots and heritage and seek stability from these Western nations whom it regarded as its allies. Don't forget that, folks. We were, at the beginning of our history, a European colony. If we were to experience the collapse we say this country will experience because of the rapture, it would only make sense that a country that began as a European colony would return to its roots and its heritage, and it will seek stability from the very Western nations whom it regarded as its allies. Charles Ryrie states this in a book he wrote, "It is not far-fetched to envision the United States someday aligned with the Western Confederation of Nations, which will be formed by Antichrist. National origin could be the link, since many United States citizens originally came from the countries which will make up the Western Alliance of Nations. So when the European Federation of Nations rises to power, the United States may find herself in a supportive role in favor of this powerful alliance and in opposition to the other power blocs in Russia, Africa, and the Far East. This would mean that the United States, listen to me, haven for Christianity for two centuries, will find herself in a league with Antichrist." So first of all, we think of America's roots and America's heritage. Second of all, America is a Western nation. Since the United States is a Western superpower and has traditionally had very good relations with most of the countries in the West, it only makes sense that when things don't go well for America, it will seek support and assistance from those nations in the West. Now remember this. The Bible clearly teaches us that in the end times, the world will be divided into four major power blocks. Four major power blocks. And every country in the world will be aligned to one of these four major power blocks. First of all, there's the King of the North, spoken of in Daniel 11:40. This power block, the King of the North, this power block will be a coalition of nations led by Russia. You can also look at Ezekiel 38 and 39. Then we have the King of the South, Daniel 11:40 as well. This power block will be a coalition of Muslim nations as well as most likely African nations, which will be led by Egypt. Now think of the two power blocks we've mentioned so far. The King of the North, led by Russia, and mostly and probably most predominantly an alliance between Russia and many Muslim nations. The King of the South, which is led by Egypt, also a coalition of Muslim nations as well as many African nations. And then you have the King of the East, Revelation 16:12. This power block is composed of nations that come from the east of the Euphrates River. These are nations from Central Asia, as well as countries like China, India, Japan, and so on. And then you have the King of the West. And the King of the West is the revived Roman Empire, led by Antichrist. Let me read you this passage in Revelation 13, verses 4 through 8. Men worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshiped the beast, and they asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power, listen to me, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. Now let me ask you something. Knowing that at some point in world history, the Antichrist will be given authority over every tribe and nation and language and people, which in essence means that one day Antichrist will rule the entire world. Now, as we look at the four power blocks that the world is going to be divided into, let me ask you this. Which do you believe would be most likely the power block we would align ourselves with? If this country has collapsed, as we say it will, as a result of the rapture of the church, and as we consider that the world will be divided into four power blocks, and the four, which power block do you think this country will be most likely aligning itself with? Russia and their coalition? Egypt and their coalition? China and their coalition? Or Western Europe and their coalition? Certainly it makes all the sense in the world that we would align ourselves once again with that League of Nations of which many Americans have descended from. So we know that we will probably be assimilated into the alliance of Antichrist because of our roots, our heritage, and because we are a Western nation, and we would not align ourselves with many of the other nations simply because of who they are instead of Western Europe, whom we are in essence a part of. Now, having considered the above facts, when the tribulation begins and the power shifts take place And every nation of the world scrambles to align itself with one of these power blocks. Again, which power block do you think this nation will align itself with? Think about this. As a matter of fact, presently, the United States and Western Europe, which will be the revived Roman Empire from which where the Antichrist will come, are already bound together through NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Ed Dobson makes this statement. But we know that when the Eastern Coalition armies begin their invasion of Israel for the Battle of Armageddon, they will be opposed by the Antichrist and a coalition of Western nations. The United States will most likely be part of that coalition because it is a Western superpower today. Not then, today. John Walvoord makes this statement. Although the scriptures do not give us a clear word concerning the role of the United States in relationship to the revived Roman Empire and the latter development of the world empire, it is probable that the United States will be in some form of alliance with the Roman ruler. Most citizens of the United States of America have come from Europe, and their sympathies would be more naturally with a European alliance than with Russia or countries in Eastern Asia. Based on geographic, religious, and economic factors, such an alliance of power seems a natural sequence of present situations in the world. What are they saying? In essence, what they're saying is this. The natural thing this country will end up doing once it collapses because the rapture has taken place is seek the aid and the support and the alliance of nations of which it has already had a relationship with, i.e. Western Europe, and of which most of its own inhabitants have come from, European nations. Now, you may argue this country is a sovereign nation. How will this country, a sovereign nation, allow itself to be brought under the authority of Antichrist? Well, let me ask you this. Are we really a sovereign nation? Are we really a sovereign nation? Listen, none of us can deny the fact that over the last few decades, we have, in essence, deteriorated the sovereignty of this nation by entering into many of the global organizations that now, in essence, have reached a level of authority that is above the sovereignty of this nation. Let me read you this statement that was written by a prophecy writer. The United States is slowly, subtly, but relentlessly being drawn away from national sovereignty into globalism. NATO, the UN, GATT, NAFTA, WTO, and many other acronyms signal the startling trend away from U.S. sovereignty towards submission to multinational treaties, organizations, and courts of law. When the trumpet sounds and all the Christians in the United States disappear, the final countdown to the end of America's sovereignty will begin. Before she knows it, America will find herself taking her place in the kingdom of Antichrist. Well, we've reached the end of this particular lesson, and we've actually reached the end of the series of lessons as we have considered the future of the United States. Continue to join us as we continue this study in Bible prophecy. Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for the fact that you have given us in your word a heads up, and that although we as Americans do not wish to see the collapse of this nation, we know that once the rapture takes place, it will have no other choice but to surrender its sovereignty and make alliance with Antichrist. May you teach us how to be a people of the word and live out your word and minister that word to others. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen.